It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. And it is Monday morning, so joining us now, as she does, to preview the week ahead is WNYC editor Kate Hines. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, David. And I'm going to start this morning with something that has already happened.
Something that has already happened. This is supposed to be the week ahead.
I know.
Please explain.
This is important. In the wee hours of this morning, the MTA began shortening the length of time the subway system is shut down for its enhanced COVID cleaning protocols. So starting this morning, instead of being shut down from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., the subway is now out of service from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
So New York City now has 22-hour-a-day subway service.
Yes, the city that almost never sleeps, just for a two-hour catnap overnight.
Almost never sleeps. Okay, what else is the newsroom watching this week?
It's a really busy week with a lot of moving parts, so get ready for me to rattle off a few things. Tomorrow, there's a special election for a city council seat in Queens. This is to fill the position formerly occupied by Donovan Richards, who is now the Queens Borough President. And it's the second to use the city's new ranked choice voting system. So we will be watching that pretty closely. And there are two public hearings tomorrow on the transfer of the Indian Point license to the company Holtec.
Okay, Holtec is the company that's supposed to be decommissioning that nuclear power plant, which is shutting down in April.
Yes, but there's a lot of concern over how the federal government is handling the decommissioning, and that concern has led to New York State suing the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, so tomorrow's hearings will be really interesting.
Okay, what else is the newsroom watching?
Also tomorrow, see, I said it was a busy day.
You did, but I'm taking notes. Go ahead.
Some New York sports arenas are welcoming fans back inside. Remember how the Buffalo Bills playoff games were kind of the test for this?
Oh, yes, welcoming fans back in, tentatively.
Right. Now, Governor Cuomo says we're ready to put it into wider practice, so tomorrow's Brooklyn Nets game at the Barclays Center will have fans indoors who can produce a negative COVID test, but the arena will only be at 10% of capacity, so a much reduced crowd. Also tomorrow, Governor Murphy will deliver his budget address, so we're going to have a better sense of what New Jersey's finances look like and what Governor Murphy's priorities are for the coming fiscal year.
Okay, and this is a big week for middle school students in New York City.
Yeah, they get to go back for in-person learning. Public schools are welcoming those students back starting this Thursday, so we will be watching that very closely.
Okay, a lot happening, and we'll keep you informed on all of this as we move through the week. WNYC's Kate Hines, thanks again.
Thank you.